We are up to the Ayin Tes Amar Aleph by the Mishnah. Zog the Mishnah. Hoysa Oymedes Al Roisha Gag. She was standing on the roof. Vizrakulom. She was standing atop of the roof, and the man with the husband standing downstairs and threw the get up to her. Kivon Chi Giela Avir Hagag of Ayin Tes Amar Aleph. As soon as it reaches the space of the roof, Harezu Magresha, she's divorced. She's divorced. Now there's a machlekes nacharonim or a chakir nacharonim when we say that it lands on the roof, that it didn't land, it's just in the airspace. Is the airspace considered like as if it landed on the ground, or the airspace itself is what's kainer for her? We will see you back to the chasun. Yeah.
Same idea.
What about he's on the roof and she's on the bottom? And threw it to her. The moment the get left the roof and it's now in the airspace, even though Nimchak or Nisef, it was erased or it was burnt, she's divorced. Machlek is if this is going on the first part of the Mishnah as well or not. So the Gemara, I don't understand. You threw a get up on the roof in the airspace, and then the wind came a little away. Why is she divorced? Luchayda wasn't watched. She wasn't protected. Amar Avi Namishmol, Begag she yeshle Maikaskin, and it has a fence around it, and therefore it is protected. Ula b'Menashe Mashmei Avi Mamar Hocha b'Pachas Meshloisha Samach Legagaskin, and it land. It was in the airspace within 3 tefachim from the roof. And what's so what? The Chapachas Meshloisha Samach Legag Gagdami, and within 3 tefachim it's loved. Love means attached, as if it actually landed. Rashi v'Holoi Minter. Avir Hagag. So two answers to the Gemara. One is that it landed, one is that it's protected by the fence, and one is as if it's landed. And that's the machlekes. I told you the chakira before. When we say Avir Hagag, what's Avir Hagag? Is the pshat as if it landed on the ground? The pshat, no, it's in the air, but the air is also hers. So if you learn that the Avir Hagag, the air is hers, if we have to answer, there's a fence around it, and that makes the air hers. If we learn that no, the vorge is as if it's on the as if it landed on the ground, it has to be within 3 tefachim. Rashi. Well, I minted Avir Hagag. It didn't protect it. Also, Zika wind came v'shodling through the way. Mekami delivered rested v'chilo shad yezika. And even the wind didn't blow. V'idol edovarach. Anything else occurred? Shabar Caleb called to the door. Came and jumped up and grabbed it. Ikshami mochku. Or the rain erased it. Mike Tony Mugreshes. Why she divorced? Min Avir. Rabbi Avir said, "We need that water. She'll land." The pachas migimul. The Avir the mastis and b'hachis. That's what we're talking about. Okay, man, the noch as if it's resting. Hilchok kenosai b'hu noch man chosai. You kind of went landed. The kim the gag gavoy yud. Since the roof itself is 10 tefachim. As if it's a separate chotzer, and whatever lands, and it's hers.
Even if there's no fence around the
chotzer. No, there's no fence. We're talking about what happened, it never landed. If it landed, you're right.
It's a defined boundary.
Yeah. And she has to be there. She has to be there. If it's an open field, let's say it belongs to her, but she's not there and there's no fences, it has to be a chotzer hamishtameres.
Well, that's what Rashi says. You got a mic or not?
Yeah. Yeah, but with the mic, it even blows it, blow a smack against the fence.
If there is a
fence. Talking about if there's a fence, yeah, a mic.
Yeah, but if it's a wall, not if it's a, what do you call it? Not if it's
a little wire, chain fence or something.
Yeah, but in theory, if there's a wall there, so therefore the. In theory, the wind can blow it away.
All the horizontal posts of the wall are.
Shesi ve'edim. Yeah. He's on the roof and she's on the bottom. As soon as it leaves his roof, she's divorced. Why? Even though if I burnt it, never land on the ground. It's not watched. Her fence, the fence around the courtyard, is higher and than the height of the roof, and therefore the roof is protected by this fence. It's not going to blow away. The mechitzah below goes above the roof. Who holds this? This is what you're saying for Rebbe, like Rebbe Damer who holds Kluter Kemisha Hunchadamya. Rebbe talks about a case where you throw something. I'm standing outside and I throw something through your window in your house. It comes out the other side. According to Rebbe, I am over 2 avedas. One is for Hachnasa. It's as if it landed in the house, and one is Hitzah, as if it went out. Why? Because Kluter, when it's flowing in the air, is Kemisha Hunch, as if it landed on the ground. So the same thing over here. Rashi. So this follows Rebbe about Klutah. Says Rashi, Holei Minta, three lines and narrow lines. We thought the roof is much higher than the chutzah. The roof is higher than the walls of the chutzah. Came a wind, push it out. Was taller on Micah Shagag than the fence around the roof. As soon as it went over the fence of the roof, it was already protected by the fence around the courtyard. Because this guy is standing, if this guy was standing inside the roof, even if the fence outside the courtyard is taller than the roof, if it's not taller than the fence around the roof, and this guy is on the roof, throws it over the fence, go over the fence, then it's above the wall. So we need that the wall should be above, higher than the mic itself. Kluta betoich av, if it's caught in the air, is k'misha hun chelo as if it's grinding on the ground. The Tanya we learned, hazaydi b'shabish z'rab m'shrab m'shriyach b'emtza, if you throw from one street to another street and there's a house in between. Rebbe mechai v'chacham paitin. Again, the shayla there, by kluta k'misha hun chelo as if it's in the air, and therefore the air itself is resting, or the pshayla as if it's resting on the ground. Anyway, says Yom HaVaitit, Amalei says... What do you call it? This has nothing to do with the subject of Klutah. Shabbos is different than Gittin. Why? Only arguing in Shabbos. Shabbos, you need it to rest, and it's not resting, it's floating in the air. The question is, since the air itself is you can't see it, but the air is also, is it as if the air is in one place? How do we understand it? The object itself is moving, or the pshat is the object sitting on the air, and the air is moving. So the object itself is stationary. How do we understand? If you say the object itself is stationary, it's the air that's moving. When you push the air is carrying the object. The object is stationary. That's klutah k'misha huncha. That's what you say. That's what Rebbe said. The Chacham say no. The object is moving from one pocket of it to the next pocket, The object is constantly moving. So therefore, you're not chayiv.
Yeah, but it's only moving because one.
No, you put a force, a centrifugal force around this object, and that's propelling it across. And therefore, it's jumping from one pocket of air to the next pocket, Therefore, there's no resting. But if you learn the object sitting on a pocket of air and you push the air together with the object, so then the object itself is stationary. That's why they hold Klutah K'misha huncha. That's a machlokes. We don't need resting here. We want to make sure that she can mind it. Because you have to send it away and she has to be able to obtain it.
Well, come right, minter, it didn't land, so she can't.
No, but if it's inside the fence, it's as if it's minter. We don't care if technically, halachically, klutim mash huncha, not huncha. It's not halachic thing. It's more if she can physically.
It's a practical
exactly. Same discussion. The only way it works if the man is on the roof and the wife is downstairs. If the wall surrounding the courtyard is above the house, command is the follows Rebbe. The Amar Kluta Kimisha Huncha Damya, as if it landed, Amalei Afil Tevel Abon. Ad Kan Le Pligir Abon Le Rebbe. When did they argue Elinyin Shabbos? They only argue in Shabbos. Avil Hoch Over Him, Shemin Turi Over Here, the whole idea is minding it. Vahoka Minted, it is minded. Back to the Gemara, it says in the Mishnah, Nimchik. If before it landed, you know, the man is on the roof and the wife is downstairs, down the bottom of the courtyard, and he threw it down, and before it landed, a fire came and burnt it or rained or something and erased all the writing on the get. She is divorced because Susan entered her space. As it was coming down, suddenly there was a downpour and it erased all the words. Or as it was coming down, suddenly a fire appeared out of nowhere and erased it. If there's a mica, a roof in those days were all flat. In fact, we learn all the time. They had a sukkah on the roof, and they put the fruits to dry on the roof. They kept the roof was another room, like a second story, even though it had no cover. So every roof required a mica. So in order to get it over the mica, you have to throw it upwards. It's a land. So when it goes up and then down. On the way down, we say that what? On the way down, we say all the things that's hers already. But on the way up, it's not hers yet. Even the fence around it is protecting it because it's not the way it's going. The trajectory is going right now. It's not going to land. It's going to go up. So then, if a fire comes and burns it, or it rains and suddenly rains and then and it erases the words, she is not divorced. So, on the way down, my time, but why? Because at this stage, it's not yet about to rest. Right now, it's about not to rest. It's going up. So therefore, we can't see the whole other idea that it's on the way down, that since Saifu Lenuach is resting right now. Rashi. Rashi derech erida about 25 lines an hour line. She says zorku klapi mayu through upwards kedei la avirais a mica to cross over the fence. Lo nimchik does not get erased. Achi gia lachzer later comes back down. La nimchik derech aliyah afa pisha yotze ma'avir agag. Even though it left the space of the roof la avir chotzer, now inside the walls of the chotzer. Umechitzat atreins over taller ainu megreshes the derech seluka le mikra. That's not called in the sinner. Going up is not called giving. Elo derech hanochase lovishes and hirshus. Right, and this if it got burned, when do we say it's a valid get if it got burnt on the way down? If the first you threw the get, there was no fire there, and then the fire appeared out of nowhere, but there was already a fire there. I mean, you knew it will never land on the ground; it will always get burnt. It's not a valid get. Elisha caught him get the diggly get with the first. Avo caught him diggly get to the fire with the first. Loi, my timer. Me caught a lestrefa causal from the beginning, from the outset, it was going to get burnt anyway. That's not called a valid get. Sagen wir weiter. Aber Rav Chizda, Rishuyas Chaluka is begitin. If a man, let's say the woman owns nothing, a man gives her some, lends her some space in his courtyard so that he can throw her a get. People do not give two spaces to their wife, only one space. So Rishuyas Chaluka is begitin. When it comes to getin, if, for example, there's two Rishusan involved, only one of them you lent, you didn't lend the other one. Rashi, Rishuyas Chaluka is legitin. The husband lends a space to the chutzah, the Kabbalah's gita, for her to receive her get. We don't say he gave her the courtyard and the house and the roof. We don't say like kopid that the husband doesn't, he's prepared to give her everything. No. The treme claim is like maishli. People do not lend two spaces. Because what does it do with our Gemara here? Because we're going to base it on our Mishnah. Says the Gemara, how do you know? He said to Rama Chama, how does your old man know this? I guess it's a complimentary title. How Amale, how you know this? Amale answers the Maslisi. It's our Mishnah right here. It says in the Mishnah. Let's analyze the Mishnah. We're assuming that both parts of the Mishnah is exactly the same case, even though the Mishnah says in one case she's on the roof and he's down on the bottom. And the other case she's on the bottom and he's on the roof. We're thinking that the ownership doesn't change. It's only a question of where they stand. Now, what do you mean the ownership doesn't change? It's very different. Who owns the chutzit? Who owns the house? If one of them is owned by one person and one of them is owned by the other person, then how can both cases of the Mishnah be correct if she stands here? In one case, she's standing in her own property. In one case, she's not standing in her own property. If she's not standing in her own property, how is she koina? So therefore, he's going to learn that the Mishnah is talking about that the house, the roof, the courtyard, none of them belong to the wife. They all belong to the husband. And he lent her a space. He lent her the space on the roof. He lent her the space on the ground. And yet we see that it only works on the roof. If it didn't reach the roof yet, it's still in the courtyard, she's not kind of, because a person will only give one space to his wife and not two. So, okay, that's the basic next Gemara. Amalei, Masnit HaMishnah. It says in the Mishnah, Hoysa Emedes HaReshagag. She's standing on the roof. And he threw it to her to the roof. What do we say? When is she divorced? Not while it's still floating in the air on the courtyard. It's only when it goes in the airspace of the roof. Only then is she divorced. The Mayaskin, who owns the roof and who owns the courtyard? Ilema Begagidov, it's her roof. The chotzer did die, and the courtyard is also hers. Now, as soon as it left the guy's hand, it should have been hers, yeah. Lomeli Avid Agag, why do you have to wait till he gets the roof? Of us. Must be Begag Dide, the roof belongs to him, and chotzer, the courtyard belongs to him, and therefore, even though it leaves his hand, she's not kind until it reaches the roof. Why? Kigi Lavagag Mahavis, when it reaches the roof, if Kozma, she didn't get it in the hand, it's still his airspace. No, must be, you have only one past conclusion. Pshita, Gag Dide, the roof is hers, that's why as soon as it enters the airspace of the roof, she is divorced. Of the chotzer Dide, but the courtyard is his, and therefore, Kozma is floating in the air, the chotzer, it's not hers. Okay, Aima Sefer, the roof is hers. Look at the Sefer. Who mil my love? He mil mata. He's the one who's on the roof. And she's about him. Yeah, it was Rocky Law. And he threw it downwards. We say, when is she divorced? Only when it reaches the courtyard. But why? The courtyard's not hers. The courtyard is his. The roof is hers. Kivan she yotze meshu sagag nimcha nifrem greshes. As soon as it left the roof, if it got erased or burnt, it's her, she's divorced. Why? The roof is hers. The chutz is today, and the chutz is his. Am I mugadesh? Why is she divorced? The airspace of the chutz is not hers. Ella must be. Begag, the only way to understand the second part of the mission is gag did there. The roof is his. Therefore, she's not divorced while it's floating on the roof. But the chutz is hers. So as soon as it enters the airspace, she's divorced. What's going on here? The second part of the mission is talking about her, the chutz is hers. First part of the mission is talking about the roof is hers. So which one is it? Reisha begag dida. The first part of the mission, the roof is hers. The chutzit dida and his chutzit. And Sefer begag dida, the chutzit dida. And the Sefer is talking about his roof and her chutzit. How does that work? And the chayde, the mission is flowing on as if it's the same case. Elalab, what are we talking about? The Oishla Mokum. Talking about everything belongs to the husband, and he lent her a space. And therefore, he only lends her one space, not two. So if he lent her the roof space, the courtyard space is not hers. If he lent her the courtyard space, the roof space is not hers. The Chad Mokum Moishli Inchi, Terei Mekayim Islay Moishli Inchi. One space he will lend, not two. Omale, that's his raya. Omale, he said to him, what are you hacks for me? Me de Iria, sorry? But unless he says clearly. But if he doesn't say clearly, we're going to assume he only lent him one space and that's it. Omale, the Rava said to the old man, to Rambam Chama, me de Iria, where does the Mishnah say that both cases are talking about the same ownership? Dilma Hakadiza, Hakadiza, why can't each case be different? The Reisha, the first part, talking about Begagida, her roof, the Chatzah, his Chatzah, and Sefer, Begagida, his roof, the Chatzah, her Chatzah. The three rules by Gitti, which are different than Shabbos. This that Rebbe says. All the Rishonim want to know why the Gemara keeps on saying Rebbe is the one who holds Klut Kemesh Huncha when it's not Rebbe. It's actually Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva in Davdalon Alav and Shabbos says Klut Kemesh Huncha Dami. Rebbe is talking about a specific case when I threw a ball from outside through your window of one side of your house, goes out the window of the other side of the house. Yeah, exactly. So because, and the Gemara there says that because the house has a roof and Besa command the Malya dummy, a house, because it has a roof, not just walls, a roof, it's as if the house is full. It's as if it landed in the house, which is totally different including my Junkha dummy. Rabbi Kiva is talking about Klutim HaJunkha, it's outside, outdoors, the fact that it went through different rishus, it's as if it stopped. Like I told you before, the air, you know, it's sitting on an air pocket, and the air pocket is moving. So why did the Gemara continuously bring Rebbe rather than... So Taze says, because the Gemara thought the Rebbe also holds it till we change our mind, but still doesn't really answer the question. Anyway, let's continue by time.
So when it says Rebbe, it's not Rebbe.
It is Rebbe, but Tesis wonders, and others are showing you why we chose.
Rebbe Kiva's din.
That's right.
By the way, you know, when people jump out of airplanes to
parachute.
Free fall.
Yeah.
Different air currents taking different levels. If you don't drop straight away, you actually float in the air. Different air currents. For a little while, then eventually you have to do a parachute, but initially you float with nothing. Sure.
And yet they can still work out where to land. They can target where to land. How can they target where to land? How do they target where to land if they have no control over the wind which blows them?
So you got parachuting?
I love your guess. You said the Alachim Cup.
You want to do tandem, what's it called? Tandem.
He jumped out of no aircraft.
I have a type, I'm too scared to do it. I have a type to do it. You see the pictures? You see the pictures, the smiles on their faces?
I have no type. I'm so frightened at the heights.
Oh, yeah, vertigo.
I don't have vertigo. I don't mind if I'm standing on a mountain. I can handle it.
Let's continue. Three dinim. Din number one is kluta that applies to Shabbos, not gittin. Amar Rabbi, four lines at the bottom. Shalosh mitzvah be gittin, not three laws by gittin. Hadam my Rabbi kluta kemisha huncha. Rabbi says that it's floating as if it rested. Upligi rabbona lebon argue. Hani mili, that's only relegated to Shabbos because there you have the laws of hanoch and Shabbos. Aval hocham mishum in tudor. It comes to get all there. He's watching it. Well, mint is watched. Number one. Number two, the hot number of Chidchi said, "No, at Kone b'Shusha Yachid, you put a stick down on Shusha Yachid, a very tall stick. Over Roish a tarsicle, and on top there is a basket. V'Zorak v'Nochal Gabav, landed on the basket. I feel the Gevoy me'Amachai Hanamaz Chayi, l'Fisher Shusha Yachid Oyla Adrakia." Again, this is a law by Shabbos. Here, the chassan. The whole idea is not the laws of Shabbos. She has to be able to mind it. If it's 100 amas high, how in the world? If it's helped us.
Have less has to be more than Arba Alam
Tvachim. Oh, no, that's the problem.
Less than Arba Alam.
We had the Gemara Shabbos exactly the opposite here. The whole idea of a stick inside a Shaziyachid is that you don't need Dalat Tvachim in Shaziyachid because everything is bottled to the Shaziyachid. In fact, this tarsicle, we said we don't have a tarsicle. Because no, it's kind of a mashahu. It's considered hanocha because since I was the yachid, it's all chashiv kimakam dalit. So I just noticed here on the side he says Rashi le Gorosla, but the Rishonim talk about it. That this Gemara argues the Gemara Shabbos because here's Chayit insisting in having four tefachim by four tefachim. When over there we say we don't need four tefachim by four tefachim. Okay, back to Gemara. That's din number two. No dimensions. The way we learn the Gemara, in the Shusha Yachid, you don't need four Tfachim because the ground is four Tfachim. In the Shusha Yachid. When do you need four Tfachim with the Shusha Rabbi, you want a Carmelis? In the Shusha Yachid, once it's established as a Shusha Yachid, you no longer need four Tfachim. But the Algamar here says you do. But it doesn't matter. The truth matters. To our point, makes no difference if four Tfachim or not. As far as Gittin is concerned, it's a help garnish because it's not under her care. The third din was v'hoda amar. Turn the page. V'hoda amar Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel. Lo yamid adam begagze. A person should not be standing on top of one roof. V'yiklag make shami megagechreda. Your friend's roof is touching your roof, contiguous. So shusha yachid to shusha yachid. But we know the din of Eiriv is that if it's another person shusha yachid, you're not allowed to move from one roof to another roof. That why? Because it's like a house that's separated on the bottom. And remember, roofs are like a house. And therefore, the roofs are also separated. You need an aid of chatzedas to be able to carry one roof. That's a God of Shabbos. Hanimini Shabbos. I believe in get, by get, if it's another roof, let's say it belongs to the husband, that roof, and the idea is that he's makbid, that is generally makbid. Since that roof is touching this roof, and she's standing on one roof, and she just walk over, the husband's not makbid anymore. Not makbid at all. Rashi have a begitin, four lines on the top. By Gittin, no, we just said we're only shoyel one place, not two, remember? Let's say he lent his wife the roof of house A, and it landed on roof house B, which is contiguous to it. Even though Rabbi Chizkiah said before that I lend you one space, not two. Yeah, but so that's the same thing Rabbi Chizkiah said. I want you to have a get, so how come I only lent you the roof and not the ground? I want you to have a get. No, what I gave you, what I didn't. So Rashi, the guy had two roofs adjacent to each other, and he lent his wife space in the roof. And what happened? But landed on the other roof. We don't follow Chiz's rule that the Rishuy separate them. The Hadam, we said before, there are two spaces you don't lend. That's because the husband is makpid. This is my house. I'm only giving you that. Yes, Mashil Chatzeri Makpid. Other people are prepared to more than happy. It's hard to understand. He wants a divorce. What does he really care for a minute? Anyway, he'll lend her a space in the Chatzeri. Will not lend her space in the house. Avakulahai, but that extent, Gagin Smuchin, two contiguous roofs. They ain't Tashmish Ragul Behen. They don't really work. You don't, because he gave access to one, doesn't mean you'll use the other one. Lakaptinchi, nobody really cares that much. Back to the Gemara. You have two courtyards. You have two courtyards, one inside another. The inner courtyard is hers, and he has walls around it. The outer courtyard with walls around it is the husband's. And the outer walls are higher than the inner walls. That means that the outer walls are protecting her airspace as well. Her walls are only 10 tfachim high. His walls are 20, so for a 10 tfachim, his walls are protecting. Then the Zorakullah, he threw it to her. Kivan she gia la'ave mechitza chitzayna. Once it goes into the airspace of the outer walls, even though it didn't enter yet her inner courtyard, in other words, as soon as it entered her courtyard, but higher than where her walls start over here. This guy's walls are much higher. He threw it into her chatzar, so now it's here. And then it came and blew it away. We're going to say she's divorced. Her walls are not protecting this
hide,
but exactly, but because her is, but and she's protected by the outer walls, it's good enough. That's the word. It's good enough because it's constantly his outer walls are always there, and the fact is his outer walls are always protecting her. The wind blocks the wind out on her section. Therefore, it's a protection for her. Doesn't matter if it's her walls or someone else's walls that are protecting her airspace. Her airspace, we need protection, and you have it. Divorce. My time primi is gufa always. She's being protected by the outer walls. Mash enke, and on the other hand, it comes to kupas, two boxes. You have two boxes inside, a small box inside a bigger box. Primi is shalai, the inner box is hers. Chitzayni is shalai, the outer box is his. Vizrakula, and then he threw her a get. Afilu higia la avi primis. Even if it reached the inner avir, ain't a megudashis. She's not megudish. My time of why? The halaynach, it didn't rest. In other words, even if it reached inside her keli, inside her wall, she's still not yet divorced. Why? Because when a keli is different than a courtyard, the walls are there to protect not just the ground, but also the airspace. When it comes to a keli, what's the purpose of a keli?
Contain
thing. Put things on the bottom to land. Kozman, it didn't land. It's not protected yet. The whole noch, it didn't land yet. Even if it did land, so what? Isn't this a case of keli of shalakeach? The vessel of the purchaser is b'shus meichiru, is in the house of the seller, and we learned it's questionable whether it works. Everything about hachmai skinen bekupish ein l'shalayim, that the inner one is not sitting inside the outer one. The outer one has no base, so the inner one is sitting on the ground, not inside. What's the value of what's the purpose of the keli if it has no base? I'm not sure, but
that's what I'm wondering.
But the point is that the inner one is sitting on the ground directly, rather than sitting inside the and sitting on the keli of the meicher. Beishame says, Poiter Odom Ishtay beget Yoshin. Beishame says, if you have a get Yoshin, which means you wrote a get for your wife, and then you didn't use it, but it's still a valid get. You signed, written everything properly, and then you live together. Beisil says, so Beishame says, you can use it. Beishame here is Mekel. Beisil says, no, you cannot use it. Why? Because it could be 2 or 3 years before you use the get. In the meantime, you live together again and have kids, and then people will start casting aspersion on the kids. Because the divorce, when one eventually divorces, they'll see that she was divorced already 2 years before the child was born. They're going to start, maligning this child. It'll be a pogrom. Now, if he's a boy, so what if he's a pogrom? Ramifications are none. But nevertheless, it's just not nice. A kid should grow up and branded, born out of wedlock.
Also, it depends how he grew up to get. Maybe in a quiet way. Nobody knows.
He needs to have witnesses. You can't write it without witnesses. There's always people who know about it.
Yeah, exactly. And Basil Oisin, Basil Asis. Eiza get Yoshin. What's the difference? Get Yoshin. Koshin is Yachim. I'm Achim. Because after he wrote it, he's lived together. So I think more. But my Achim was my Chlekis. Beisham is Sabri. Loi Amrin. We are not worried. Gzeida Shema Yemru Gita Koydim No. Beisham is Sabri. We're not worried that she will say the get came before a son. We're not worried about it. They're not going to live together. Or Beisil Sabri. Amrin. We are worried. Gzeida Yemru Gita Koydim No. Taisa brings beautiful Yishalmi. Taisa says Yishalmi said, what's the Machle Yishalmi Hill? Hakasan Yishalmi is Michael. Nah, Shammai has no choice. Remember, we're going to learn the last Mishnah in Gittin, which is a modern Zach, the last Mishnah that Rebbe talks about Barichas. The last Mishnah in Gittin is when you divorce your wife. What's the grounds? Beishame holds the only grounds. The only grounds you can divorce your wife is if you caught her cheating. That's the only grounds. If you don't like her, separate ways and all that irreconcilable differences, that's not, you can't divorce. So, according to Shammai, if you caught her cheating, you hate her. So there's no shash that you're going to live together. According to Beis Hillel, Rabbi Akiva says, even if she burnt your food, that's already grounds to divorce. According to Beis Hillel, you found another woman that you fell in love with, or you found someone prettier. So according to Beis Hillel, it's not because you hate your wife, you just found somebody better. So it's quite possible that whatever it is, that if you live together again. So Beis Hillel is worried, Beis Hillel is not worried. But that's Beis Hillel, poison malice, but that's Beis Hillel. Beis Hillel says you could be, but it could also be nothing wrong. I don't love you anymore. That's all. But it could be that you think about it again, and you will. It's possible you'll live together again. That's why Beis Hillel's worried, Mishal. Not because of chumra kula. It's the circumstances of what the reason for the get is.
Anyway, really, the idea of a get should be used there and then, not in case you need it.
That's the debate. Can you use an old get or not?
Yeah, that's exactly the debate. Beis Hillel says, what happened was he wrote the get prepared, and then he thought, wait, let me give it some more time. Because people get angry, and sometimes they say or do stupid things. So you should never act when you're angry, because you might regret it later. So therefore, and if you have something to say, you hold it in, wait 10 minutes when you calm down. If you still think it's important to say it, then you say it. If you don't think it's important, then keep quiet, don't say it. Never say anything you might regret. So in fact, we'll learn later in Babasar, actually, by a Koyin, they made it because a Koyin can never change his mind. Once he divorces his wife, he can't take it back. We make it so difficult for him to make a get that has to be signed and has to be sewn together or folded and stitched, and the agent signed every section. It takes a long time to make it. Hopefully by the time he finishes, he'll calm down, and then he thinks, do I really want this? Yisrael can, he gets his wife, 2 days later he calms down, he can always remarry her if she wants to. But if she did get married, even though to get Yosha, and he doesn't have to leave, And let's say that the poyle used the get yoshin and he divorced her, and her husband went overseas, so it's not shaykh to get a second get. I'll go a step further. Not only if she got married, if she received this get and then the husband is gone or dead or gone, you can use this get and say it's a good get. It's only a gzera, so the get itself is valid. Next Mishnah. And again, you're supposed to write a date in the get. You wrote a date, and you when you write a date in order for Shalom Malchus, we always write in the Gittin the king of that country, the 5th year of his reign, the 10th year of his reign. If you wrote for another country, you wrote it for a country that wasn't, it's not a good country. For example, you were a bubble, and you wrote to the king of Rome or the king of Greece. That's not a valid get. L'shul Malchus Moda, you wrote it for the king of Moda in Macedonia, L'shul Malchus Medis, L'shul Malchus Yovan for Greece, L'binyan Abayis, he wrote, this is how many years it was since the Binyan Beis HaMikdash, L'churban Abayis, this is how many years it was since the Churban Beis HaMikdash. It's not a valid get, because that's not Takanas HaChamim. Chamim said, we want you to write a date, which either to Briyas HaOlam, which we had in Tosfos that said, or to the local authority. You wrote the wrong geographical destination place. You were in the east side of the country and you wrote Maidiv. Obamaidiv, you wrote Mizrach. The din is, Teitzei Mizeh Umizeh. The get is not valid. What happened was you took the get, she married somebody else, and then this came up. She has to leave the second husband and the first. Utzricha get Mizeh Umizeh. She needs a new get from both of them. Now the question is, okay, let's learn Rashi. Big machlek to Shane, but just this one Rashi. Teitzei Mizeh Umizeh. Says Rashi. Rashi is about 10 lines above the wide lines. Im nisas begetze, if she married with this get, teitze minarishin, she has to leave her first husband. Again, another get. Uminasheni from the second one. Utzricha get sheni minarishin, she needs a second get from the first husband, and the get minasheni. Now, who was she really married to? Who is she married to Matoida right now? Who is she married to Mizrabon? The first, according to Rashi, she's married Mahateda to the first one, because the get, according to Rashi, was not valid, because the get was not valid, so Mahateda still married the first one. So when she married the second man, was she married at all the second man? No.
The condition wasn't taped, so
exactly.
What did he get for?
So the Rabbanon said, because people think that she has a divorce, that she got married, but the Rabbanon, so the first one, she needs to get Mahateda. And the second one, the Rabbanon. And the Rabbanon will not let you go back to the first one, because then people will think, what's going on here? You've married a second person, and you have to go back to the status. Once she married somebody else, you can't go back to her husband. The second Kedushin was not Kedushin. So why do you need a get from the second person at all? People will say, get gomer. Maybe the first husband gave her a good get. The Nosa Sheni, and the second one married her, and now she's an Eishazish, and then they see her just walking out, they'll say, Yoitze b'loi get. She goes out without a get. Okay, now, we are going to punish her unbelievably. Now, why are we punishing her? So Rashi says, three Rashi, you know why punishing her? It's a knas. You know why we're going to punish her? Look at the first wide line of Rashi. And the first word, dikantzua, we're going to cancel out everything that she has. She'll be left destitute. You get a divorce, she should have read it. And therefore now her life is messed up. Let's see how messed up her life is. Let's go to the Mishnah, back to the Mishnah. Now, Tosfos completely argues with Rashi. Tosfos says that the get to the first husband was actually a valid get. Mehatoida, it's a valid get. She's no longer the first husband. In fact, Mehatoida, she's married to the second one. It's the Rabbanon that said the get is no good. So with the Rabbanon, she's still married to the first one. So with the Rabbanon, she needs a get to the first. But Mahateira, she's married to the second. So the new children are not Mamzeirim. Mahateira, only Rabbanon. And a Mamzeirim with the Rabbanon is worse than a Mamzeirim with Mahateira. Because a Mamzeirim with the Rabbanon cannot marry a Yisrael, because she's maybe the Mamzeirim, but also can't marry a Mamzeirim. Because you only have the Rabbanon Mamzeirim. Mahateira, not a Mamzeirim. The only people that they can marry are other Mamzeirim with the Rabbanon, which are a very small pool. Or Giyadis. Okay, back to the commission. Now, what's a punishment? Ain law, she forfeits now, like Suva, she has no Suva from either husband. But like Peter, she gets kidnapped, nobody has to go ahead and save her. But like Mazainas, nobody's going to provide for her. Who should provide for her? Both husbands shouldn't have anything to do with her. She bought tattered, she bought clothes into the marriage, she doesn't get them back. Loy alze, neither husband. Im not lemize umize, if she took a ksuba from either one of them or both of them, tarza, she got to reimburse them. But have blood mamze mize umize, the blood mamze from one is mahatayda according to Rashi. According to Rashi, mahatayda the second one, he had no right to marry the second one, so therefore mahatayda the children mamzeidim. The first, if she went back to the first husband, had more kids, the mamzeidim and the rabbanon. Quote tastes exactly the opposite. The loy zebze metamin la, if they're a kohen and she's and she dies, neither of them go to her funeral. But loy zebze zakoyin, neither of them have rights to her. Loy bimitzi us, if she finds anything, loy maisi that she earns. But loy ba fodder than a cancel. Dodi, hoy sebasis, old Jewish girl, nifselas mina kuhuna. If she's a Jewish girl, she's puzzled from kuhuna. Very hard to understand this part of the Mishnah according to Tosis. You're saying here that if she's a Basi Sosa Polakuna, because she was a Mazana, right? She married a guy when she was married. She committed adultery. According to Tais, very hard to understand, because according to Tais holds that she's a Grusha. Tais holds that the Mahatayda, the first person, divorced her. So she's a Grusha, not because she's a Zoyin and married a second guy. So what's going on here? Big problem on the Tais. Back to the Mishnah, Bas Levi, next top of next page, a few more lines. If she's the daughter of a Levi, we're going to count them in a Maisa. She can no longer eat Maisa. Bas Koyin, if she's the daughter of a Koyin, she goes back home in a Truma. She can no longer eat Truma. And as if she committed adultery. Why? Because she should have read the get. Then Yoshin Shazev, Yoshin Shazev, Yoshin Ksuvasa. Nobody asks a Ksuva. Ivy just said she has no Ksuva. We're talking about Ksuva's Benin Dakrin, where a man says that these kids, your kids, will get the extra and over and above. Even that they don't get. The Mesai, if either of these two men died, Echav Shazev, Chosu Miyabmi, we're going to give her the worst of all words. She cannot be Miyabim because she was divorced. On the other hand, since the divorce went to Rabbanon, so she still needs Chalitza from both of them. So that's the din if she messes up. Just a couple more lines. What about instead of messing up the wrong date, you messed up the names? Shina Shmoi Ushma. You messed up the names. His name, her name, Shem Ido, the rest name of the city. Not the destination, not the geographical place, but the name of the city. Exact same thing. You should use that get to marry somebody else. All the same rules. Tate Mizem, she should have read the get, so she has to leave both men. The Choladrochimo Elubo, everything we just learned in the Mishnah applies to her as well. It's as if she committed adultery, and it's her fault she should have read the get. See you tomorrow, Mitzvah.